next item is subdivision 2006-63, Deep Branch LLC, reconsideration of conditions of approval 15, 16, and 17.
If you recall, this request was deferred at the June 18th special meeting. The applicants are requesting to delete or modify condition 16, 15, 16, and 17. They're requesting that 15 be deleted, that 16 be amended to read that the net development area shall be reduced by the acreage of the two parcels separated from the rest of the project by Deep Branch Road and Peterkins Road. And they're requesting that condition 17 be amended to read that the applicant shall submit a revised preliminary site plan with a maximum number of lots not to exceed 298. The engineer submitted a revised preliminary site plan that shows a 30-foot buffer around the entire project and 50 feet from the wetlands.
Mr. Chairman, I've, for the benefit of the commission, I've passed down a copy of the originally approved preamble and motion for the preliminary approval on Deep Branch Road. I've also passed down some of my thoughts for concerning this particular project, and I'd like to open the floor if there's any comments by my fellow commissioners before I proceed.
Johnson, just give us a minute on to look over the what you have here.
I
Mr. Robertson, if you, had a chance to review this, or were you involved in its preparation?
I wasn't involved in its preparation, but I had a chance to review it.
I have a procedural question. I'm thinking that we have to act on the question in front of us, and the jump in here, Mr. Johnson, if I'm not saying this right. And it appears that what's being asked is to change the conditions in a way that we are not being asked to change them. And my question is, how do we put that in the form of a motion, or do we have to simply deny one request and then? Or can we do it? Maybe it's not an issue. I don't know whose rules were, if Mason's legislative rules of.
Well, it's a request for reconsideration. So, and they have requested to delete or modify 15, 16, and 17, which I think works out to be letters O, P, and Q, I think.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. Took me a while to figure that out, but yeah, I got it.
So it would be. Well, what you're being asked to do is, either let them stay as they are. Let me take a second to look at it again in light of that question.
Well, and just to summarize, just to make sure, Mr. Johnson, in summary, what's the bottom line on this? 15 stays as it is, or I'm sorry, 15 can, is changing the word should to shall, or shall to should, right?
The bottom line is that I'm not in favor of increasing the number of the lots that we approved.
Right.
Number one. Number two, in the motion concerning the back-to-back lots, the wording was should, not shall, implying that an encouragement of they're not having them back-to-back.
Right.
So I was trying to clarify that issue, that we're recommending that they do not, but it's not a requirement that they not back
right.
up.
It's a request, not a demand. Okay.
Correct.
Not a requirement. Okay.
So the change in 15 and 17 are directed to clarify that it's a recommendation that they do not have back-to-back lots, but given the fact that and other recent projects, we've granted it permission, or we okayed projects that had back-to-back lots, but I'm not changing that. That was on the original motion, it was the desire was to perhaps improve the design of the project. But I'm a lot, I'm saying that's up to the developer if they want to do that. But we as a commission have been encouraging that they not do that.
Right.
So
I think the end result of that, Mr. Johnson, from what you just described, and correct me if I'm wrong, is that you're saying that you're going to deny their request to delete or modify condition 15 because it's not necessary to take any action, really. It's not, you're saying that you want to clarify just so they know that it wasn't mandatory in the first place.
Correct.
Okay. To that extent, I think that's fine, Mr. Chairman. You could make that motion to deny their request and state that it's really not necessary, that it was a mandatory requirement in the first place.
Okay.
And
then I also wanted to make it clear that the reduction in number of lots was not solely based on wetlands or on the two out parcels that are not contiguous to this property, that are separated by the road, but that the reduction of lots were based on all the information that was provided to the commission as all of our decisions are made on, not just isolated issues.
So procedurally, then, we would entertain a motion to either approve or deny as it's been presented, mm-hmm. and the explanation for whichever action is taken would be contained in the record that is part of what Mr. Johnson's given us today, but does not actually get read into the motion as a change of.
No, that would, I think, just be the basis, the factual basis, or, you know, for
right.
his
and
decision.
It's in evidence,
or his
motion. And it's
right.
it's part of the record, so I'm just trying to simplify things here a little bit.
I appreciate simplification.
Well, it seems to me that you can simply choose to act to approve or deny based on the research that is now part of the record. So, yes, sir, Mr. Burton.
So if the reconfiguration cannot go back to the requested number of lots, but only go back to the conditioned number of lots.
263 is it the way he's proposing it right
yes.
now?
That's what the commission approved, and that's what I stand by.
So we're not changing that condition.
Not changing that. Just, in fact,
we haven't done anything.
We haven't
yet.
Done anything yet.
But that's the.
But if depends on how Mr. Johnson's motion comes out. If he makes a motion to approve or modify certain things, he'll have to so state. Otherwise, he can make a motion to deny the request, and the request is denied. So that makes it maybe just a little bit clearer than pea soup, but I think we got it.
Helpful to me. Thank you.
I think I understand the situation.
Yeah. And my rationale.
And your rationale, yes, sir. So if you wish to put forth a motion, we're all ears.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. With that discussion in mind, sir, with concerning the request for reconsideration of condition number 15, per the discussion with our esteemed counsel, that's a moot point because the motion is stated as should, not as shall. So there's not a need for the developer to eliminate the back-to-back lots. Is that the premise? Is that the synopsis of our discussion?
Plenty good. Yes. Now, are you intending to put forth one motion or three?
I think that we should address each one as on there.
I think that probably makes the most sense.
Okay. Very good. Is that your motion?
My motion is that condition number 15 stand as originally approved.
Okay. We hear second anywhere?
Second.
It's moved and seconded to deny the reconsideration of condition of approval number 15 for subdivision 2006-63 Deep Branch Road LLC for the reasons stated. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Okay. Next up.
I hope you're getting all this, Mr. Lang.
Paper quarter.
All right, good. And I'm not quite sure at this point, counsel, how I should address number 16.
Well, if you have an emotion in mind, you certainly have to make it, and not, you know, as the commission well knows well, you have to give a basis for your motion. So if you've got some, you know, reason why you want to make a motion, either for keeping it the way it is or changing it, now's the time to state it.
What you could do is read this in as part of the motion. No matter what, I don't want whatever it happens to be, because that's what you're referring to, is that reduction. Talking about the part that refers to there being other reasons for, I mean, and that's the point of that,
yep,
right?
Yep, okay. Well, then, Mr. Chairman, concerning the request to modify condition number 16, my motion is that condition number 16 stand as submitted with further clarification that the, as in all matters before the commission, it's our decisions are based upon the public record, as well as the record that's of submitted materials, and in this case, exhibits, including the wetland delineation report, the traffic impact study, the plus agency comments, et cetera, and that the concerns and basis for reducing the net development area and therefore the number of approved lots include and are not, but are not limited to the impact of this predominantly rural area, which consists of single family homes with significantly larger lots, the impact on deteriorating roadways, the impact on the extensive wetlands that are on and off this parcel, as well as the concerns that were expressed by approximately 40 local residents who attended the public hearing, as well as those who submitted written correspondence to the commission. All of which is the basis for the recommendation and the reduction of number of lots from 303 to 263. That's my motion.
Thank you.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to deny reconsideration of condition number 16 for subdivision 2006-63 Deep Branch Road LLC for the reasons stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. I'm sorry, go ahead. We got another motion?
Yes, sir. And with concerning the request for the change in condition number 17, finding that. Thank you.
I think we've already taken care of that.
Has that one been addressed?
Oh, that's, yeah. And so this, you
they're
can kind just,
of both the same, I would think.
Yeah. Basically, you're, for the okay. reason for the reason stated in the previous motions.
Well, now actually, I'm what my what the request was for was that they submit a revised preliminary site plan with a maximum number of lots not to exceed 298. Based on that request, then my motion should be a denial of their request. So, Mr. Chairman, concerning the request to amend condition number 17 to show a revised preliminary site plan with a maximum number of lots not to exceed 298, my motion is for denial and that the plan should stand as is with the approved 263 lots.
Is that for the same reasons you stated in the
prior? For the reasons that were previous that were stated on condition number 16. Which I'll be glad to replicate if you'd like.
I think it's on the record.
Okay.
Would like a second, though, before we proceed.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to deny reconsideration of condition of approval number 17 for subdivision 2006-63 Deep Branch Road LLC for the reasons stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.